From cobbled streets, teddy bears through the years, Victorian schoolrooms and vintage vehicles, there is so much to do at Milestones Museum of Living History. Join us as Year 5 from Weston Park Primary School take a trip back in time to the Victorians. Let's see what they get up to.
Finding your Year 5 trip today at Milestones?
I feel like it's very fun. There's loads of creative things and there's loads of things that were like in the olden days that some children never got to see, so it's just really fun to see how it was in the olden days.
I like it here because it's very creative and imaginative, because you can see what it's like then compared to what it looks nowadays, and there's loads of like old places that you never see nowadays.
So do you think you would have liked to have lived in the Victorian times?
It depends, because the schools, the teachers were very strict. They would cane the children if they were like not being like respectful or something. But except from that, I would definitely live here because the buildings just look very different to what we have now.
I like it here because it's very like, it's like you can put yourself in what they had to go through and now compare what we have to go through nowadays.
Into the Victorian classroom. Can you tell me a little bit about what you got up to?
In the Victorian classroom, we used these slates. They're kind of like what we use now, the whiteboards. But then with the slates, they used lead from a pencil, and they would use that to write on the slates. And also there is also the three R's: reading, guided reading, writing, and then there was arithmetic, which is also known as maths now. And there is also a lot of shouting from the teacher, because back then that was one of the disciplines, and the teacher was carrying a cane that she would use to sometimes hit children when they were acting up.
That sounds very, very scary. Was anyone scared in the classroom?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah? Wow. So I believe the school, Victorian school, was quite a hit. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
So we had to sit on benches, other than two people, the class like head children, I guess, and they got desks, because it was really hard to hold the slates and write with the pencils they had, and they made you sit with your hands behind your back, which I forgot to do that a lot.
And what did we have to do when we walked into the classroom?
We had to stand up when the teacher walked in.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? And what did we have to do? What did she point to on the board? To talk about.
We had to do
the school.
The schools.
Yeah, we did, and we had to recite them
in
unison, didn't we? Did you like that?
No, we had to do it. We had to do it twice. One of them, because we read it wrong.
Oh no! Do you think you'd have liked to be a Victorian child in a Victorian school? No, why not?
Because the schools were very. The teachers weren't very nice in the school.
No.
And it was really hard to use the stuff they had.
Okay, thank you very much.
So what would you say would be your most interesting thing you've seen today?
A Victorian time city, and how we explored the whole museum. How the Victorian school back in the olden days were very weird and strict.
What have you learnt at Milestones today?
I've learned that the taskers, which are factory owners, gave their workers houses so they could work longer, and they got like a house so they stayed, so it wasn't like guaranteed that their next job they would get a house.
And can you talk to me about the blacksmiths and what you learned about them?
We learned that the blacksmiths are people who worked with metal and molded them into stuff like horseshoes, but it would take a really long time to do all of that, and if it got cold they would have to heat it up again. And then we learned that after a few years they made a thing kind of like they could use it to copy the things that they made, so they wouldn't have to spend hours making every individual thing.
So what have you enjoyed most about today?
Everything.
Do you think you could live in the Victorian times?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's very fascinating and really interesting.
So, out of 10, what would you rate our day?
10 out of 10.